Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. I am your host, Richard, and I will be with you throughout this journey. This show is here to empower individuals to do more in life professionally. You will find a variety of topics that will help you to be more productive and more successful. So join me and the professionals from different industries as we bring education and knowledge for more success.
Hi, everybody. My name is Richard L'Espérance, and I go by the name of My Man Richard. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. Today, we're going to talk about the law of attraction. So we got to talk about the universe and how when you put out positive in the universe, what comes back to you, like the way of thinking and everything. So it's going to be a pretty interesting episode. So I have with me Marnie Moore. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right.
Absolutely. Yep.
Great. So she has an interesting story. So she has turned her life around for the better. So mm-hmm. she could have full control of her life. So mm-hmm. doing what she wants, when she wants, and how she wants her life to be. And I think it's gonna be an inspiring story. She's gonna tell us a little bit about her journey. And we're going to dive in into the law of attraction. So please, Marnie, tell the audience the story of Marnie Moore.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I'm so glad to be here. My name is Marnie, and I'm the founder of EnvisionResults.net. And I am just your average person. I don't have any great highs. I don't have any great lows. I wasn't born with a silver spoon. And even though my parents were divorced, I wouldn't say I came from a broken home. So I say that because sometimes when we start talking about the law of attraction and the universe and growing and becoming and self-development, we feel like some of us feel like we have to just hit rock bottom before we can move forward. That starting from average is a good place to begin, and then you can go up. And rather than settle for, I hate that phrase, good enough, I hate that one even more, you can always get more. You can always grow more. And so I was living just a perfectly good average life. I had a really good job. I had money in the bank. I just bought a home and life was going on. And it turns out that I was bored out of my mind. And I was told that I should be happy because my life was pretty good and it was good enough. And I should just settle for what it was I had. I didn't need more than that. And that was really depressing. And it made me sob even harder because I wanted more. And so I hired my first coach because that's what all the big kids were doing, right? The people that were really knocking it out of the park, CEOs and executives, they all come with coaches and mentors so that they're always growing and they have somebody to work with to grow. And so I did that. And the first time I hired a coach, I thought it was hiring a best friend, that she was just going to hold my hand and be nice to me and listen to me whine about this or talk about that. And it turns out she expected me to get off my butt and work. She expected me to start coming up with goals. She expected me to start taking action, and she expected me to change my attitude about what I was going for in life and how I was going for it. And that's when I met the law of attraction, because what we talk about, what we think about, what we're focused on is what we bring about in our life, because that's what we see. If you're looking to buy a red car, all of a sudden you see all of the red cars. If you're looking for a partner in life, all of a sudden you start seeing people who could potentially be partners. And if you're looking for a job, you start finding jobs until you find the one that you want. And that's the law of attraction. It's putting out there that energy that says, I want something more. And that's what I want people to take away. I want them to know that they can have more. that good enough is not good enough. Unless it's a cheese sandwich. Okay, it's good enough. But if it's your life and you want more, then it's time to take control. And when you take control, you start gaining confidence. And when you get that confidence, you start getting clarity on what it is you want. And it's that control, that confidence, and that clarity that will propel you forward into greater success, whatever that means for you. You can be rich in money. You can be rich in faith. You can be rich in friends. And as you grow, those things all shift and change. I mean, life is fluid and what we do is fluid. And as we stumble our way through and we make mistakes and we stand up again, that's where we get stronger and we get better, because resilience is a muscle. And once you realize that you have survived every bad thing that has ever happened and that you can do it again, and that time keeps rolling on, you know that you can do more and more. And that's my message to people. You can do this. And when you start actually investing in yourself, whatever that looks like to you, that's where you're really going to start making great strides.
How did you feel? Did you felt fear when you wanted to turn your life around? Because it takes courage, like when everything seems like to be okay, and to say, you know what, let me just, I'm not comfortable here and I want to switch things around. So did you have a lot of fear to make that decision and that turnaround?
Oh, absolutely. What was my mother going to say? What was my mother going to say? And what about my friends? And were they going to think that I was weird or stupid? Or the other one is, well, can't you just read a book? I mean, seriously. I mean, I've got, you know, so my, I told my best friend, and she's like, well, I don't need any of that. I'm goal oriented and I've got everything that I want. Okay. Well, I wanted more. And those fears start coming up. And, you know, human beings don't necessarily like to talk about having fear. So what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of this success? Are you afraid of the change? Are you afraid of what you're going to have to do? Are you afraid that you're going to actually admit that you are responsible for everything that has happened in your life up to this point? And now that you are going to take control and gain that confidence that you have the control and embrace the clarity that you really do want something more than what it is you've ever had. And maybe it's more than what your parents have ever had. Maybe it's more than all of your friends have ever had. And you're going to have to face that head on and say, you know what? I'm outgrowing you. And things are going to change. Some will be for the better. Some maybe not so much. But they're going to start to grow and change. And the people that love you are the people that are always going to stay there. They may not agree with you, but you have to find that strength, that confidence to say, I'm doing this anyway. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do. And so you move forward. And life is all about change. I mean, if you think about it, you don't necessarily have the same friends that you did in grade school, high school, college. When you go to work in the corporate world, most of your friends are friends of convenience because they're there. And if you leave that job and move on, very seldom do they stay in touch. Very seldom do they come with you. If this is about you, and overcoming that fear. And that fear is in you. What do you want? How is your life going to get better by changing it? How is your life going to get better by staying where you are? And compare those two things. Does your life get better by doing nothing? What gets better? Your relationship stays the same. You don't have to learn anything new. You don't have to take on new responsibilities. You can stay exactly as you are. Your family will still perceive you as they do. Your friends will still perceive you as they do. So maybe there's some good in that. But if you're feeling restless and you want something more, how does your life get better? Confidence, control, clarity, finances, new people, new experiences. I mean, we've been put here to grow. So let's grow. And it's overcoming that fear. And the fear was very, very real. I had to really, really think about whether or not I was going to tell my mom what it was I did. And I'm an adult living on my own home and everything. And it was really hard. You know, it's like, okay, if that's what you want to do, I guess. Not arousing, you know, support, but it was the best that she could muster. You know, could you just read a book? Well, maybe. But are you going to remember the principles and put them into play? Maybe. Anyway, those were all things that we had to overcome. I had to overcome. And son of a gun, if my first coach didn't expect me to get off my fanny and work, she expected me to start journaling. She expected me to start thinking. She expected me to take risk. And that was scary. But I did it. I survived it. And I moved on. It was great.
Do you think people underestimate the power of the law of attraction?
Oh, yeah. All day long. I think that they're looking at it as some magic, some bit of magic. So if I just think about a brand new car, it's just going to show up in the driveway. Well, that's not the law of attraction. The law of attraction is changing the energy about you and your thoughts and your actions to bring that red car to you. That's the law of attraction. The law of attraction is the energy that you're putting out. The universe starts changing and coming toward you. Your universe, your energy starts drawing new things to you. If you have a positive attitude, you're going to start attracting positive people. If you're looking for a red car, you're going to start seeing red cars. And eventually you're going to take the action to purchase that car or to have it in your driveway. That's the law of attraction. It's changing your energy and taking and getting what it is that you want, admitting to yourself what you want and focusing on that and being in that moment and saying, yes, this is what I want. This is what I will have. Nobody will stand in my way. Nothing will stand in the way. This is the thing that I want. That's that law of attraction. It's not a magic spell. It's not just closing your eyes. It's not just praying. It's not just hoping and wishing. It does require action, but it starts with a decision to be in control, to get that confidence, to be clear on what it is you want and move toward that thing.
So have you seen clearly in your own life, your own experience, the law of attraction manifest in your life, whether it's in, whether it's in a positive side or a negative side?
Sure. I mean, negative, we can all relate to it in some way, right? It's easier. It seems easier to believe the negative things rather than the positive things because we're raised, don't get your hopes up. You know, no good deed goes unpunished. Just be cautious, be realistic. And so those things are really easy. And we're not supposed to brag on ourselves, right? We're not supposed to say, I'm really good at this or I can do that or, you know, I just knocked it out of the park. We're supposed to say, oh, it was nothing. You know, somebody says that you look nice today. Oh, thank you. It was nothing. You know, gee, you did a really good job. It was nothing. No, you really need to brag on yourself. You need to tell the world and say, you know what? I did a really good job and I am proud of myself for what it is I did. And that starts changing that energy. So in the negative world, you know, it's like, finances are really easy. You know, I might not have enough money for this. I probably won't have enough money for that. And I should just save my money for a rainy day. Well, if you're just saving for a rainy day or you're expecting not to have enough money for whatever it is that you want, you won't have enough money for whatever it is you want. And if you're always saving for a rainy day, then all you're looking for is a rainy day and you do not have a chance to enjoy. So on the flip side of that, I started looking for a partner that I could share my life with that wasn't going to be the same kind of person I had been dating. There were other things that I wanted, and I had to actually get clear on what those things were and who that person was going to be. I had to get clear on what my next step professionally was going to be and how I was going to work with people, and was I comfortable with that? Did I want to do that? Yes. And as you start focusing, you start seeing that. And so I've been able to develop that time freedom, that financial freedom. And each time I get to a place where I think I'm comfortable, I start backsliding again. And I have to go back to the basics and I have to remember what it is that I want. And I have to level up again and again and again and again. And each level up, I'm doing the same things that I did in the beginning, but I'm just doing them with a new goal or a new financial position and growing and growing, right? Professional football players and basketball players and baseball players, they all go back to basics. Every single practice starts with the same thing. Run the field, right? It's doing the basics, throw the ball, run the field, catch the ball, swing the bat, you know, hold the ball, make sure you do this. And it's doing the basics over and over and over until you can, when you get to the next level, you still do that again and again and again. You just continue to grow. So yes, I have fallen flat on my face in my checking account, and I have found the guy that I have in my life who, you know, was the partner that could support me and I could support him. And we worked together as a team, and it's great. I mean, who knew? Anyway, it was a whole new experience to me.
How powerful is when we speak about beliefs, people have beliefs, certain beliefs, like how things are in life and whatever. How would you say that affects in regards to the law of attraction?
So are you asking like spiritual beliefs, God?
Well,
that sort of thing?
Well, there's that, but just see, like, you know, some people are born with rich parents, or some people are, you know, that, like they say, the hand that you were dealt with, you know, and then their thinking like switches and there's always something. So do you think that has an effect too on manifesting the law of attraction in someone's life?
Yes, absolutely. I had to learn to let go everything that I had ever heard in my family. And I had to realize that my beliefs were the ones that my parents, my family, and my teachers gave me. They weren't necessarily mine. And since I had left those people, right, I'd moved out of the house and started my own life. I'd acquired my own job, and I had started spending money for myself. I had to realize that all of my fears around money, or around what I could or could not do, or what I was or was not entitled to, were their beliefs. You aren't born with a silver spoon. You're never going to be rich. You don't come from money. You won't have that. You won't have this. And I had to stop and decide if that was real. I had to change the narrative in my mind. And that is not easy. We are all raised with our parents' beliefs. And it's very few of us who just flat out reject what our parents have to say and try to go the other way or do things differently. That's very rare. More commonly, we sit and we do battle with it. You know, this is what I was told I would need to do, or I have to work hard, and money doesn't grow on trees, and my best bet is to get a job that pays well, and I can spend some and save some and spend some and save some, and maybe someday I won't have to work anymore, and then I can just live on what it is that I've saved. Okay, let's let that go. What if we changed it? You know what? My parents did the best they could for me. They didn't have a lot, but now I have new opportunities. And so maybe I can do things differently. I've made new contacts. I have new people to talk to. I have different ways of doing things that allow me to grow. And when I took responsibility for everything that I have ever done in my life, the good things and the bad things and the really stupid things, I was able to go, okay, this is on me. And so now it's up to me to develop me, to be in control. And I think that that's where a lot of people forget. They don't want to accept responsibility for everything. I'm an adult. I should be able to make my own decisions. I can change my mind. I don't have to do what I was taught to do. I can learn to do something different. I can teach myself to do something different. I can hire a coach or a mentor who pushes me forward, provided I allow myself to be coachable. I allow myself to be to do as I'm told, because I have hired somebody to help me get there. I think that men really fall into this category. They're supposed to be strong, and they're supposed to know how to take care of this, and they're supposed to know how to take care of that. They're supposed to be financially literate right out of the gate, and they're supposed to know how to make money right out of the gate, and they're supposed to, you know, be care, you know, protecting. But the truth of it is we're all the same, and we all have to learn. We don't know, and we have to change what it is that we don't know. You don't know what you don't know. And when you accept responsibility for all the decisions that you have made, everything that has come your way, then you can start saying, okay, that one's on me. So how do I clean this up? How do I take care of it? How do I move forward? You know, and in this day and age, we have so much information coming at us that it's overwhelming. And the question comes, how do you start narrowing it down? And that's making that decision to focus on one thing, that law of attraction. What is the thing that you want? How does your life get better with that thing that you want? And so can you start moving toward that thing that you want? That's the direction I try to push people. What do you want? What excites you?
So in that direction, if someone has a goal in particular, let's say they have a financial goal, they want, they're at this level financially, and they want to take another step, move forward financially to grow their income or their business or whatever. Once they take that step, that's when things starts to move in motion for that thing to happen, right?
Yes. When you have made a no holds barred, a committed decision that you will have the thing that you want, whatever that is. And a lot of us talk about finances because that's an easy, we can all relate to money and needing money, wanting money, doing something with money. But money is only the energy that we give it. Money is the thing that allows us to do what it is that we want. So you have a so let's pick this apart. You have a financial goal. Let's pick a number, $25,000 a month. You have a financial goal, $25,000 a month. You don't know have to know right this second how that's going to happen, but you do need to know that it's going to happen and that you're going to put all of your energy toward making that happen. At some point in the near future, 3 months, 6 months down the road, maybe even a year, to be developed something that's going to bring you that $25,000 a month. Okay, yay, $25,000 a month. So now what are you going to do with that $25,000 a month? Are you just going to look at it in your bank account? Are you going to brag about it? Are you going to roll around it in the cash on your living room floor? Probably not. It's what can it do for you? Does it help you buy a new home, a car, pay for the private schooling, hire a housekeeper, somebody to do the yard, pay for a trip? What are the things that are actually going to inspire you, make you excited? Because it's not the $25,000 a month. I can guarantee you, even if you said, you know what, I want to pay off my debt, I want to put some money toward savings and some money toward retirement, and that'll be great. I can tell you that's not going to be enough inspiration to keep you moving. What's going to keep you moving are the things that touch your heart, that touch your dreams. Is it to travel? Is it to live somewhere else? And so then when you do that, you start seeing opportunities that you haven't noticed. They've always been there. They've always been there, but you weren't able to hear them or see them because you've been so focused over here. And now this committed decision is moving over here. And I will be the first person to tell you that something's going to go wrong straight out of the gate, because you've been doing the same thing for so long. And now you've got a plan to make a whole new shift. Something's going to go wrong straight out of the gate, and you're going to want to go back to doing the thing that you've always done. And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to get you where you want to go. Because if you keep doing the things that you've always done, you're going to keep getting the stuff you've always got. That's just a fact. So if you want something to change, you have to make a change. make that change, make that commitment to yourself, invest in yourself in some way, shape, or form. Go back to school? Sure. What about getting on the job training? What about, you know, I took a job as a bartender just to start listening to people again. It's a really simple job, or the job that I was doing. It's really simple, but it gave me the opportunity to listen to people. And so I started able to start growing my coaching again in listening to people and what were they really saying. And so I was able to grow again, right? So when you make that decision to grow, to get something new, that's that law of attraction coming at you. It's that decision. It's believing in yourself, having faith in yourself that you will get the thing that you want and that it will be used for the thing that you want. It's not the money. My first real big mentor was Bob Proctor. He passed away a year ago. And he wrote a book, It's Not About the Money. But the money is just the thing that makes everything else spin. You can be happy without money and happy with money, and it's a lot easier to be happy with money. And when you have money, your life gets easier, and you can give to those organizations that mean something to you. Maybe it's a school, maybe it's a church, maybe you want to retire your parents or help your mother with some medical expenses, or maybe, you know, you want some assistance around the house. Maybe you want to get a tutor for the kids so that they have a leg up as they go through life. What do you want? And that's where I start people. Okay, finance is great. And I've done this too. I this is not the pot calling the kettle black. I have been this person too. I just want a bunch of money. What do you want to do with that money and why? What's the thing that speaks to your heart that you can get up and go, you know what, I really want to live in Italy for a year. I'm going to have to figure out how to do this. And I'm going to have to show financial viability to move to Italy for a year and get this visa that allows me to stay for a year. Okay, so how do I do that? What's coming my way? How do I generate some passive income so that I can keep my day job and continue going forward? And then I have two things coming in. How does that work? Right? And so your brain starts moving forward and you're inspired to do the thing that you want to do. And there's no right or wrong answer, folks. This is all about what's on your heart. And the money is just a way to get the thing that's on your heart.
What's your take? What do you have to say about the affirmations?
How about, there's a lot of stuff around affirmations, and I'm not a big affirmation person. I'm really not. Every day though, I work on my mindset and I do reading and self-development. And then that's outside of anything that I do around business, about content or talking to people. So those are different things. Affirmations, if they help you remember what it is that you want, do them. However, I do have a coach, a business coach, and she calls it, she just calls it a statement to remind yourself of what it is you want. And so what is the statement that reminds you of what it is that you want? You know, it's, I see clients coming to me every day in every way. So everyone I talk with wants to work with me. Okay. So I can work with that statement a little bit better. And so it's, what is the statement that you can say to yourself that reminds you what it is that you want and why? It's the why. The why is so important. Why do you want it? And what's on your heart? The affirmations work. I just not wild about the word. I don't know. It doesn't work for me. So I try to remind myself what I want. Do I have a post-it note? Or, you know, I've got post-it notes. My favorite one is, if you want to be included, you have to participate. That's really, I mean, a lot of us are just waiting to be invited, right? But if you want to be included, whether it's in the county library, the city council, at work, the new team, baseball team, you have to participate. You have to step up. And that's true about life and everything else. So what do you want? Tell yourself, what is it that you want? Why do you want it? What do you want? Why do you want it? How do you help people? How do you help people? How does it help those people? What are you afraid of? And what's the exact opposite of that fear? And now what are you thinking about? And that's that inspired action. And those are steps that you go through almost every day, 6 or 7 times a day if you need to. What do you want? Why do you want it? What do you do to help people? How are they helped? What are you afraid of? What's the truth? I mean, I'm afraid that people are going to reject me. Truthfully, they're just going to wonder why they're not doing it too. And maybe you do, maybe things do change. And then what are you inspired to do? That's what I tell you.
So when you look back at your journey from where you were before and where you are now, what is your outtake on life in general and concerning success and achieving goals and self-development and evolving? How do you see things now?
I see now that it is all up to me and that I am in charge of me and that my goals are for me. Now, make no mistake, I have a partner in my life to whom I'm very committed, and we have our goals as well. But my growth, my personal development, my use of the law of attraction, manifesting new results, those are on me. That's what I see, is that I can do the things that I want to do, that I shouldn't be making excuses. Well, I've got to get the laundry done. Well, I've got to do this. Well, I've got to do that. Stop. You've got to take care of you and lead by example. I have to take care of me and lead by example. And it's okay for me to have goals. I'm not depriving anybody else of anything. I'm not being self-centered. I'm not being conceited. I am growing and becoming the best that I can be, because then I can lead by example. And the more that I have, the more that I can do for others as well. So that's still there. That urge to help others and do for others is still there. But I know that it starts within me, and that as I start changing all of my thoughts from woe is me and I'm not supposed to have those things to I can do that. You know what? It might not look just like that, but I can achieve that goal too. Then that's where I really start getting strong. And that's where I see my future going, is that I'm just getting stronger and stronger. And every time I fall down and I stand up again, I am stronger. Resilience is a muscle. Overcoming obstacles is a muscle. You know, learning is a muscle. And the more you do all of those things, the stronger you will be. I think it was Andy Garcia said, you can fall down as long as you keep falling forward. And a lot of people have said that. But as long as you keep falling forward, you're going to be moving forward. It might be a slow crawl, but it's okay. And eventually you will stand up again and be able to move forward again and again and again. And there's going to be obstacles. There is no straight path to success, folks. That does not happen. It is left, right, backwards, forwards, squiggles, over here, over there. There is no straight path. And every lesson that you learn along the way, everything that you have done until this point has made you who you are, to know that you want more and that you're strong enough to get more and you're smart enough to find a way. You're smart enough to invest in yourself, to do more, to be more, to lead by example, to grow and develop. I mean, we were all put on this planet to grow and develop. Call it God, source, energy, universe, love, light. Does not matter. What is that thing that speaks to your heart that makes you want more? and know that it's okay to want more. And I think that's really hard for a lot of people, that they're not supposed to outdo their parents, or they're not supposed to have more than just enough because it's going to take away from someone else. It's not. Just because one person has a lot of money doesn't mean somebody else is poor. Just because one person has enough to eat doesn't mean that they're depriving someone else of what they can eat. That doesn't matter. If you're going to the gym, you're going to work out and you're going to get stronger. And there's going to be pain and gain, pain and gain, pain and gain. Well, life is that way too. And your personal growth is that way too. You're working out. There's pain and gain, pain and gain. And as you gain, you get stronger and you see new opportunities and you continue to go and you continue to do more and more and more. That's where I see myself going. I see other people going that way too. Just keep leveling up. Keep leveling up and go back to the basics if you need to, because we all go back to the basics. Remember the pro athletes. They all start in the same place. Run the field, run the field. They all do it. From the kiddie league to the pros, run the field. Start there and do it again and again and again. That's what
so
I see.
On that direction, when you were speaking about life is not a straight line, how do you come back? Because sometimes some people don't come back from curveballs that life throws at them. Sometimes some people receive so many curveballs that, they don't know where to go, or they never get up from that curveball. How do people should handle that curveball, especially mentally?
Mentally. So there's a couple of angles there, and I'll try to get them. If you are hit with a curveball that's going to take you out of play, death of a loved one, a divorce, a medical diagnosis that's going to be a problem, those are hard. Those are really, really hard. And I would tell anyone and everyone to get some professional help just to take the pressure off and give you someone to talk to who's not in your circle, so you can be open with them and honest with them without fear of judgment. There's nothing wrong with seeking help for a mental crisis. If you're trying to start a new business and it keeps getting derailed, I would tell you to get help. I would tell you to hire a coach or a mentor who's done that or specializes in that business that can help you to grow it. If you find that you've been knocked off your game, can you tell yourself that you get 3 days to feel sorry for yourself, and then you have to stand up and go again? You have to go back to, what do I want? Why do I want it? How do I help people? How does it help people? What am I afraid of? What's the truth? The polar opposite of those fears, because nothing has meaning except the meaning we give it. And then what is the inspired action that you can take? One little thing. What can you do to move yourself forward? Who do you start talking to? Where do you go again? And I tell people, I'm not very good at journaling. I mean, that was a really hard skill for me to learn to do. But if you can learn the discipline to journal, to express your thoughts on a piece of paper or on a computer screen, then you can start developing the discipline to do almost anything. You're developing discipline. A lot of people roll their eyes at journaling, but the truth of it is that when you start doing that, you allow your mind to bring up new thoughts. You're putting them out. You're just letting them go. No punctuation, no spelling checks. Nobody cares. It doesn't have to be organized. You just let that flow. And it's almost like being awake and having a dream and just letting all of that information flow. Right. And so you can start building that discipline again of saying, okay, I can let this go. I can let this go. I can let this go. And one of the things that I talk to the people that I work with in this coaching, it's about being honest with yourself and saying, this bugs me. This is bugging me. You know, if something keeps coming up in your mind, so like one day you're staring at cars going down the street and all of a sudden you're remembering something from the sixth grade, your brain is ready to let it go. But don't just push that aside. Write it down, what's bugging you, and let it go. Let it go. And we have to be willing to say, okay, I made a mistake, or that shouldn't have happened, or that was worse than I ever expected. And then let it go. And it's not easy, but the repetition and the repetition, we get stronger and we come out of it with battle scars and war wounds. But those make for good stories. Wisdom is a memory without the emotion, right? So can you get to the point where you learned the lesson of whatever happened and move forward? It doesn't mean you've forgotten it, but you've been able to put the emotion aside and just learn the lesson and move forward. That's wisdom. So I would tell people, how bad is it? What's derailing you? What derailed you? Get some professional help if you need it. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody needs mental flossing at some point in their life. If it's just a bump in the road, okay, you've got 3 days. Feel sorry for yourself. Eat a bag of potato chips, a quart of ice cream, and go. Start again. What went wrong? Why did it go wrong? What did you miss? What should you do? Who can you ask for help? And start again. What do you want? Why do you want it? How do you help people? How does it help people? What are you afraid of? What's the truth of it? What are you inspired to do every day? You can do it, but you might not be able to do it alone. It's okay. It's okay to get help. That's how you make exponential leaps. That's quantum leaping. That's law of attraction too. It's finding somebody else who's done this before so that you can tap into their knowledge, stand on their shoulders, and go further and farther. You do not have to reinvent the wheel. You do not have to write the book. You can ask for help and grow faster. Do that.
Any new projects, any new things that you're working right now at the moment?
I've started kind of kicking around the idea of writing a book. So I've got lots of little pieces of paper around and post-it notes. My phone has a post-it note app and it's just chock full of things that I want to write about. So that's kind of in the works. And beyond that, I still really enjoy working with people one-on-one and small groups. I try to bring together 5 or 6 people at one time and get them working together so that they have a support system right away. That mastermind, what do you know that can help this person? And what does that person have that can help this person? And I always find that those are really beneficial. I haven't lost that love, but there are, you know, this writing thing is coming along. So I do see a course in the future or a change in the course, but right this minute, I still like what I've been doing. So I haven't really tweaked it. I mean, as I grow, it starts changing, and the message, the way it's delivered, starts changing. But I still like what I'm doing, so that's what I'm doing.
Last words in regards to everything we've talked about.
The law of attraction is real. If you believe that you want something with your heart of hearts and you have made a committed decision, stick with it and move toward it. And the law of attraction will bring it to you. It will not come in the way that you expect it. Do not demand that the universe deliver that car in a specific way, but just expect it to be delivered. Expect that the thing that you want is the thing that you'll get. If you want to be included, you have to participate. So make the decision, know what you want, and move toward it.
Where can people find you on social media or the internet?
Yeah. So I don't have a website. I haven't needed one. People can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, all at Envision Results. Envision Results. And I will be happy to talk with. I'm sharing information, sharing downloadables, and giving people the opportunity to just find, to get the value that they need to start moving. And often once you start moving, then you can move further. It's just the start that's the hardest part. And that's where we want to be always.
Great. Thanks. Thanks for being here on the show. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Talking to you. You're welcome. It was nice. I was looking forward for this episode, although we had canceled before, but now we made it.
So, yeah, we made it.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
I hope everybody learned something out of this episode. So on that note, thank you everybody for taking the time to listen to the podcast. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. My name is Richard L'Espérance, and I go by the name of my man, Richard. I was with Marnie Moore. Wherever you are, you're listening or watching this podcast. If you're on, if you're listening on the audio version on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure to leave a review and to follow. And like I said, if you're watching on YouTube or any other video platform, to subscribe. So on that note, thank you, everybody, once again. And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, everybody.